since the east road of our leading to our house was closed and put in pasture, the west road was used to go to town and also to come back, so you'd enter the place from the back, not from the front. Edwin walked to town to work in the creamery. He left at 3 a.m. in the morning and came home at noon. In the afternoon, he helped in the fields. He dated Florence Freaking at night at times, the one he later married. Sure, Edwin was tired, one can imagine. And when he'd come home to eat at noon, then he'd go upstairs to change from his white coverall to overalls. If he didn't come down when Papa was ready to go, I had to go upstairs and wake him. He had sat down on the bed edge, pulled his coveralls down to the waist, leaned back on the bed, and was sleeping. He always claimed one doesn't need so much sleep, but we felt one did. Later, when he built his home, his nerves on the left side gave out for a time. He was paralyzed even on the left side of his face. And we thought it was just overworking, not enough sleep. Lewis dated Cornelia Petering. She was an eighth grader, and yes, the girl Louis dated was Cornelia Petering. She was an eighth grader, and since her name was P and mine was Pape, and we were seated according to alphabet, she was always my seat partner. Cornelia had a different lifestyle, since her folks came from St. Louis and her father worked in a bank. She was an only child. She had real curls and a ruby stone and a ring. Also a diamond, since her birthday was in April. She married Brother Lewis, a farmer, and others thought it never will work out, but they were married for over 60 years. The marriage in our family came one after another. I was married July the 8th, and Brother Edwin got married Thanksgiving, November 28th, and Lewis the next year on Lincoln's birthday, February 12th. So within 7 months, the three of us flew the coop, as it was said in those days. Those were the Depression years. Edwin paid secretly the bills at the filling station and grocery stores for Louis, since